Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. Mike, thanks so much for taking some time out today and joining us.
Shaylin, once again, thanks for having me today.
Last night's City Council meeting, of course, one of the big items on the agenda was some final preparations, street closures in accordance with tulip time that's coming up. I'd just like to ask you, from a city administrative perspective, you have sort of a 500-foot view. This is the biggest event in Pella that happens every year. What are the major parties involved with this from the city's perspective? What goes on? I mean, there's a lot of things to do, of course, but just sort of a general overview of who's involved and how.
Absolutely, Shaylin. And as you said last night, administratively, we took care of the special event permit for Tulip Time, which is scheduled from the city. Of the permit that we approved last night was the 4th through the 9th, which is basically the Wednesday before Tulip Time, and then the Monday afterwards as far as the event itself. And it's a huge event for the city. As far as the preparation, it basically involves all of our departments getting ready for Tulip Time. I'll talk about the major departments that we have. Of course, I'll start off with our street department. Right now, the guys are out there, and we're busy making road improvements, patches to roads, getting prepared for Tulip Time. We're also in the process of painting as far as electrical light poles around the community as well, making those final details in preparation for Tulip Time. And when we talk about the street department, when Tulip Time actually hits, you'll notice that that's a huge event for the street department, because a trash pickup is a key event for that. That's handled by our streets. A lot of people, we often get comments the Sunday morning following Tulip Time, when there's the community church service in the downtown area, and how clean the community looks. I think you'll notice after every day starting the event off, the street department does an excellent job. Our guys work around the clock picking up trash removal. And it's once again, that is a very big event for our street department. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Parks Department right now. We're in the process of attending to the city's parks. The tulips, is a huge item for our crews. We're out making the preparations in the parks. And, of course, when the event actually hits itself, once again, the Parks Department is involved with the parade routes, the cleanup, and the maintenance, along with the street crews. The electrical department is actively involved in Tulip Time preparation as well. Their involvement comes as far as hooking up all the vendor booths that happen during Tulip Time. That week leading up to when the vendor booths come into town, the hookup connections, the electrical connections is a very demanding event for our department as well. And so our guys will be busy with that as the event draws nearer. And finally, when we look as far as the public safety standpoint, I'll talk just about our police department. We'll have pull in all our police reserves, and all our officers will be out on the streets during Tulip Time. And that is a big event for our police officers. When you have that many people coming into town, obviously it is a stressor for our public safety departments. So from the city standpoint, what we took care of last night was kind of the easy part. That's the administrative, approving the special events and the street closures. And really, Shayla, when we start talking about Tulip Time, the real work starts about now up to the event for the city and through the event. But we're very fortunate to have an event of this nature, and we want our kudos to the Pella Historical Society for all the effort that they do in organizing the event, and the city's happy to be a partner and an accommodating partner to this terrific event for the community.
Right, a lot of hard work to keep the event fun and attractive for everybody for a long, long time.
Absolutely. It takes everybody working together to pull off an event like this.
Sure. And last night at the council meeting also, one of the bigger ticket items on the agenda was approval of a bid for digester lid improvements, and we've talked about this briefly before, but this is a relatively large project from a dollars and cents standpoint. If you could just briefly talk about why these improvements needed to be made and what's going on there.
Sure. Well, first of all, what the council approved last night, they awarded a contract to C.L. Carroll out of Des Moines for the digester lid replacement project. And as you said, Sheila, it's a rather large project for the city. The contract for the lid replacement project was just over $777,000, so a very sizable contract. To get the listeners up to speed, what exactly a digester is, and I'll try to put it down in layman's terms the best I can, but basically what the digester does is it captures the sludge for the wastewater plant, and that's when the anaerobic digesting process takes place. It involves methane gas, and I think the easy takeaway for the listeners is that's where the treatment process takes place for the city's wastewater treatment plant. It's an integral part to that. The reason the project is necessary is our wastewater treatment plant is nearing 30 years of age. and the digester lids are among some of the, they deal in a very corrosive environment, and they are in need of replacement. So from our standpoint, this is a very key project for the wastewater treatment plant, and it's like everything in life. When you go through and you look at the plants 30 years of age, things wear out, need to be replaced, and so the digester lid has been on our list for some time now. And then we're dealing as far as the replacement. And looking at the project itself, Shaylin, the bids came in a little bit higher than expected, about $70,000 over the engineer's estimate for it. Looking at it, the driving force in is when you look at those lids and how big those lids are, it involves a significant amount of steel. And as the listeners may be aware, steel prices have increased significantly over the last 6 months. So from the city standpoint, our engineers recommended accepting the bids and didn't think that we'd have any better luck rebidding the project. So fortunately, it's a key project that we have to go through and get this done. And it is a sizable project, both from a financial standpoint and from an operational standpoint to the community as well.
And also a very important project to keep one of the main pieces of infrastructure in the city in top-notch condition.
Absolutely. You have to keep your infrastructure in top-notch condition. That's something, you know, oftentimes I hear people say, especially in the community, out of sight, out of mind. Well, these things, the minute there's a breakdown on them, everyone will quickly realize how important the digester is to the community. So, yeah, absolutely. This is a key replacement for the city.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with folks?
You know, just fortunately for the city of Pellet, it's a very busy time. And as we covered earlier in the interview, you know, we're actively preparing for tulip time and looking forward to it.
All right. Mike, thanks so much for taking some time out today.
Once again, Shaylin, thanks for having me today.
Again, that was our guest, Mike Nardini, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.